It's always exciting to be part of a minyan in which a chassan is present, especially being over the fact that we get to omer tachanun from the prayers when the chassan is there. The question is asked regarding from when does one begin omitting tachanun in the presence of a chassan. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 131, in the Ramah, and in the Alter Rebbe, in 131, 5 and 6, that starting from the day that the chassan enters into the chuppah, tachanun is omitted from the prayer. So if a chassan is getting married that day and he joins your minyan, tachanun is omitted throughout that entire day, meaning by shachris and mincha. Although this halachic ruling seems very simple and clear, when one looks into the achreinim, there are various matters that require clarification in this matter. Does the above refer to a chassan that already has entered the chuppah and gotten married, such as an early morning wedding, and then they're going to daven shachris in his presence or mincha in his presence? That's when you omit. But before the chuppah has taken place, there's no reason to omit, because he's not yet married. Furthermore, even if one says that the above exemption of tachanun applies even prior to his wedding to the chuppah of that day, does it apply if he's getting married only at night, after Seisik and Chavim? Perhaps, since he's getting married at night, which is a new Jewish date, then the previous day, meaning that day's Shachris and Mincha, is considered not the day that he entered the Chuppah, but the day before, and therefore Tachanun should be said. So practically, the question is asked, when a Chassan is davening by your minyan, and he is getting married that day, and he's not yet married, do you say Tachanun or not? And in this matter, we have a dispute amongst various Paiskim. We have a group of Paiskim that say Tachanun is always to be said, so long as he's not yet wed under the Chuppah. Others say that Tachanun is only to be omitted by the prayer that's prayed in proximity to the Chuppah, such as if he's getting married in the afternoon, then by Mincha you omit, but by Shachris you would have to say. While other opinions say the tachanun is to be omitted throughout the entire day, shachris and mincha, even if he's getting married that night. And the reason is because the simcha of his wedding day is already taking place since the morning. And even though technically it's a different Jewish date when he gets married at night, that has no relevance to his state of simcha during the morning prayers, which commissions the omission of tachanun from the prayer. Practically, the halach is as follows. The widespread Jewish custom is that when the chassan is getting married during the daytime, before shkia, then tachanun is omitted starting from shachris. However, when the chassan is getting married only at night, such as is common during winter weddings, where we have a very early sunset, then it differentiates based on community. You have many communities that are accustomed to say tachanun in shachris, but not in mincha, while others omit tachanun even in shachris. Practically, the widespread Chabad custom in many Chabad communities is to always omit tachanun both in shachris and mincha, even when the chassan's getting married at night. And so is ruled Rav Ashkenazi for Chabad, all of Asholim, Rav Dvorkin, and other Chabad Rabbanim. However, there are Chabad communities based on the rulings of their Rabbanim that say that in such a case you should say tachanun and shachris, as the ruling of the Alter Rebbe does not refer to a night wedding. And therefore, practically each place that doesn't have a set custom should follow the ruling of their Rav, of that community. In a place where there is a set custom, then obviously one is to respect the custom regarding the laws of Tachanun and its omission, the custom is what sets the tone for the ruling.